Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Harley.
Harley who? How many Harleys does he know?
Harlequin, now open up the door before I fetch a battering ram and shove it up your...
Oh, hiya, Doc. How you doing? Can I come in? Thanks. Ooh, nice place you got here. I guess Hawken pays pretty well to keep that top quack from flying the coop.
Why am I here?
Oh, you must have heard the news. Mr. J's latest plan fell through and he wanted some time alone. You know how he gets, so, I thought I'd pop over for a little house call.
Don't worry. Mr. J's okay with it. While we were breaking out of Hawken, he was telling me,
you know what, Harley? I like that guy.
Of course, he just knocked you out before he said that, but seeing how he didn't kill you, I think it shows he meant it.
Still, he thinks you think like one of us. Says that's why everyone likes you. Even Croc says he wouldn't eat you unless you were covered in barbecue sauce.
Ooh, we have wine.
Like I said, Mr. J doesn't mind me being here. He told me to scram. He told me to go have a little fun. So, want to have some fun?
Aw, come on. A handsome doctor, pretty girl, alone in this nice big apartment.
Wine?
How long's it been, Doc?
The warden has you so cooped up in that place. You're there more than the patients, though, I guess that's not really saying much.
It must be frustrating. All those pretty girls.
Me, Ivy, even the Bat Brat when she visits.
Well, yeah, I guess you could call the cops, but then you'd be betraying the trust you'd spent so long building with your patients. None of us would give you the time of day if they knew you were a tattletale sneak, would they? Then you wouldn't be of any use to anyone.
What do you say, Doc? Let me stay.
Oh, yay, thanks, Doc. I knew you were a keeper. Now, which way to the bedroom?
What? What do you mean?
The couch?
Oh, come on, Doc. I thought you liked me. Maybe thought you might want to, rub up against each other and see if we can make some sparks, you know?
Playing the professional ethics card, are we? Well, I may just have a trump up my sleeve. Come here. Smell my new perfume.
No, don't worry. It's just something Ivy whipped up for me. Pheromones, hormones, something that'll make you moan. Red sure knows her stuff. Doesn't work on pudding, though. But, maybe tonight you'll be my pudding. Just sit there and enjoy the show. It shouldn't take too long. And, I'm pretty flexible. And this outfit, well, it's kind of tight in all the right places. Especially around the... Oops. Around the chest. So, Doc. I see you looking at the twins pretty hard there. Feel like giving them a quick medical examination?
Yeah?
You want to have a little touch?
Oh, my. What's this in your pants, Doc? Did B-Man let you borrow a batarang last time you visited, or are you just happy to see me?
Let me have a look.
Holy moly! Look at the size of it. Oh. Doc? I've been feeling a little under the weather. Maybe you ought to take my temperature with that big, hard thermometer you got there. Yeah, grab onto those little pigtails. That's what they're there for. Every Harley's got to have handlebars, right? Mr. J's always saying I have a really big mouth. Maybe it's good for something after all, huh? Now, as a doctor myself, I always have believed that the best medicine worked when administered orally. And I have to tell you, Doc, this medicine is sure making this little clown girl feel all better. Why, I feel so good I could do this all night. But that wouldn't be fair. I think you could use a little medicine too, huh, Doc? Yeah. That's a good doctor. Lay back. You want to get a closer look at my flower, Doc? I can promise you it isn't a clown trick, but I can't promise you it's not going to squirt in your face. Ooh. It's pretty, isn't it, huh? You like Harley's flower. Oh, wow, Doc. How'd you know I was a fan of tongue-in-cheek humor? Can you believe, Doc, that some people don't like the way clown tastes? Yeah, they think it tastes funny. But I think you like it, don't you, Doc? Yeah. Oh, my. Yes, Doc. Oh, yeah. Swallow all your medicine like a good boy. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's time for the main event, Doc. You better hold on to something tight, because Harley's going to take you for a ride. Vroom. Vroom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, Doc. Scream if you want the ride to go faster. I can't hear you. I said scream if you want the ride to go fast. I'm not saying you're better than Mr. J. But, oh, you know how to show a girl your full attention. Oh, but... Oh, Puddin'. Oh, Puddin'. Yeah. I wanna come. I wanna come. Oh, Puddin'. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, Doc. Now it's your turn, Doc. Yeah, I want all of it. Inside me, of course. You know what they say about clowns and cream pies, don't you? Yeah, come on. Oh, fuck it. Come in me. Do it right now. Come inside me. Fuck it. You are better than Mr. J. Oh, just don't ever tell him I told you that, okay? Oh. Yeah. Oh, if you ever want to get into super villaining, I can think of a new name for you. I'm gonna call you Dr. O. Oh, no, sweetie. We're just getting started. Looks like it's time for another whiff of my perfume. Now, come join me in the bedroom once it's started to kick in, okay? Also, bring that bag I left by the door. I got a few things we can play with in there. Puddin'.